Podtacular episode 138, Savo Highway Campaign Show for the week of November 27th, 2007.
You killed Flip Yap! Or Yap Flip, was he? It was Yap Flip. No, Flip Yap is his brother. Don't tell me I don't know Flip Yap! Flip Yap and I went to Nipple Academy together, and he's dead.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Eric Bay.
And I'm Sergeant Corona.
Welcome, guys. Good to have you on the show.
Good to be here.
Right on. So, Aerostrike, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do in the community?
I'm basically just a farm junker. I've been going to the farm for a year now. Mm-hmm. And I guess you guys liked my sexy gamer tag, and now I'm here.
Yeah.
Well, Aerostrike, man, that's pretty hot.
Yeah. Yep.
Very cool. So you said you've been around for about a year at Podtacular, right?
Yep.
Right on, man. So I guess you made a lot of friends there. Recently.
Yeah, my best friends come from Podtacular.
Cool.
I'm just kidding. Alright, and I just recently joined Podtacular Pro, so.
Now, tell us about that. What's the process like, joining the Podtacular Pro group?
Well, style packs or whoever just post up a specific day and time, and just show up, play some games, and hopefully do good. And you find yourself playing with the pros.
So you kind of have to earn your way in and just do better than a certain arbitrary level, kind of?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool. All right. Well, so what? As part of the pros, since until we have client support, which hopefully we'll get someday, but until we have client support, so the pros is pretty much just like a place for like-minded people and people that have kind of like-minded, like skill abilities, to be able to play together at Podtacular, right?
Yeah, we have a list going on, and we're basically just recruiting right now, waiting for the fall update.
Cool. Yeah, well, let's hope that has client support, right? That'd be a big...
Yeah.
That'll be a big plus, definitely. Everybody's hoping for that. And I know it was back in the day, there was lots of rumors about that online, but it hasn't been much talk about it lately, and that's the biggest thing I'm hoping for.
I'm going to cry. I kind of fell asleep that night.
I'm going to punch the wall, break my hand. That would suck. Anyway, on to SGT Corona. How about you, man? What do you do at Podtacular? How long have you been around?
Well, I've joined just this April. I've I've been doing Pod Cinema just past 2 months, actually. I'm doing a lot of tournaments for representing Podtacular, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Right on, man. I understand you recently went to a co-op tournament.
Yes, it was a while back, first few weeks since the release. JVB started, and he couldn't actually organize it well, so he put Dalpex to do the rest, and a bunch of teams signed up, and we did Savo Highway, which is what this episode is about, and was one of the levels, and yeah.
Perfect, man. Well, that makes you a perfect fit for the show, definitely. And speaking of JVB, actually, it turns out JVB has the flu, so he can't be in the show tonight. Terribly sorry. But
bad,
he will
JVB.
Be back. Yeah, I hope he gets better soon. All right, so this show is the Savile Highway campaign show. We're going to be talking about all about how to do well at Savile Highway, which is the, third level in the Halo 3 campaign. And, you know, we're generally going to be explaining on how to do well at it at the higher levels in Legendary and Mythic and, you know, even in Heroic a little bit for people that are having that kind of trouble. Speaking of the different difficulty levels, man, I got reamed recently by SarcasticGamer.com for playing through on easy the other night, and the middle of the night is like midnight, and I just wanted to run through this level so I could get a good feel for it. And wouldn't you know it, man, old Doc Adams over there at Sarcastic Gamer took a screenshot of my status playing campaign on easy. I like posted it on the thing like, oh my gosh, Fumo Giant plays campaign on easy. What is this? Yeah, so he said I lost my golden helmet, so I don't know, man. I'm kind of bummed about that one. Bungie stole it from me. hoping I get that back someday. But I guess I'll have to learn from you guys playing on Mythic and Legendary, man, to get that back.
Yeah.
All right, so starting this off, why don't you get us started, Aerostrike?
All right. Silent Echo says, hey, what's up, Podtacular? I've never read in before now, but I have been listening to your show for a while. Well, good job. On Savile Highway, near the part where you pick up snipers and the creative bad rifles in the little building on the left, I love to go and pick up one of each in a trip mine and run right into the group that attacks you. Throw the mine, then BR or snipe it. It's freaking awesome to watch it blow the little group to smithereens. Keep on fragging purple squirrels, microwavable lasagna, guilty spark, noobish gunnery sergeants, elites, and monster cheese.
Nice.
Monster cheese.
I like the whole list there.
That would make for quite a smorgasbord of microwave explosions. Yeah.
Blow your whole house.
Kaboom. So he's talking about the where you pick up the sniper rifle. Do you guys know where that is? I'm trying to remember where that is.
I think it's the part where the Covenant dropships just send waves of boots at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bunker part.
Yeah, I remember there's a trip mine in there. Okay. Now I remember. That's pretty cool. That's a good idea to like throw out the trip mine and then snipe it.
Huh. Yeah.
I guess that wouldn't necessarily
get that achievement.
What kind of achievement do you get for that?
I don't even know what it's called. But you have to use a trip mine and on a enemy vehicle. And I believe it's 10 gamer score.
Is that in campaign or multiplayer?
It could be campaign or multiplayer.
Oh, nice. Well, that's cool. Dude, I didn't even get that one yet, dang. I don't think. Huh. Gotta take
now you know.
Gotta look it up, man. That's pretty cool, though. Let's see. Why don't you pick us up with the next one here, Sergeant?
All right. Dogcow says, just a few general tips for getting through the big brute encounter just after you leave the Warhawk behind. Number one, there's a sniper right above you on the bridge just across under the, just before the encounter. Number two, don't forget the noob combo. It's very helpful with all the brutes you'll come up against in the section. Number three, give the Marines every fuel rod cannon you find. Unlike you, they don't run out of ammo. And number four, don't camp out with the Marines in the little base that is up the hill on the left. Instead, you should flank the brutes that the Phantoms drop in and by the hanging back among the wrecked semi-trucks on the bottom of the valley. This will take a lot of pressure off the Marines hanging out in the little base. Cow dog, woof.
Nice.
Yeah, number three is pretty good. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
That is cool. He was saying that the Marines can take down Phantom dropships with them. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, because, you know, it takes a lot of ammo to take one of those down. I just tried to do that last night, even on easy, and it took, you know, all my ammo, and I still didn't take it down, so it's pretty wild.
And number two, the noob combo.
Yeah.
You know, Unlike in matchmaking, there's no one there to criticize you. If you have campaign scoring on, then you get a lot of bonus points for using the noob combo.
How so?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
What kind of bonus points do you get for it? Is it because of both the plasma pistol and the BR, or is it just the headshots?
Headshots.
Yeah.
It counts headshots instead of the BR.
Okay. So, on the headshots, is it headshots that kill, or is it just
that
any
headshots? That kill, yeah.
That kill, okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know. So that particular part he's talking about, isn't that the part where you go up into the bunkers to help out these Marines, and then they send in a bunch of drop ships to try to wipe you out, and you have the high ground?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are some other tips you guys have for getting through that part? That's a pretty tough part, man.
Basically, just stay back. Don't rush out. Mm-hmm.
I go up on the hills from on the left or right. Mostly the jetpack brutes come flying towards you right there. You could just melee them. So far, I haven't gotten any of the wraiths to shoot at me or anything, so...
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's cool. You can melee down brutes. They come up there. So what do they do? Like, they come up at an angle so you can assassinate them or something? Or how does that work?
No, they just... basically try to flank you and knock you off the little ledge over there.
Yeah.
And you could just basically melee them and just kill them.
So they don't, like, they don't shoot at you then, or?
Well, they don't really have a chance to shoot because you're already, like, basically right in front of them just as they land, so.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so you're, like, right there as they land on the left side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, wow. That's pretty gutsy there, dude.
Yeah.
To be, like, right in front of them when they land?
Especially since you have no cover up there, so...
Yeah. Jeez. Well, I guess, what do they got? I mean, they got a... They have a plasma cannon. They have spikers. Do they have anything that... Do they have, like, carbines or anything?
Yeah, they have carbines, yeah.
Dang, man. So they got quite an arsenal to be able to take on any distance and stuff. So can you go over on the other side of that hill to take some cover or anything?
Well, basically, you could just jump off and then land on the hangars that are right there. So
yeah, that's true.
And take some cover, you know, while you're waiting for your shields to charge.
That makes sense. You know, one thing I did on that part is I made sure to take out the brute with the plasma cannon first, and then and then went and got that plasma cannon and saved all those, you know, shots for later.
Yeah.
On. Because that's super valuable. Like, as they're falling out of the dropships, you can just fire a plasma cannon round at the bottom, and it'll take, you know, sometimes 2, 3 or more of them out at the same time in one shot. So. When it takes that many shots to take them down and you're limited on ammo because you're stuck in this bunker area, then that's super valuable, you know. Or when they're rushing you or something like that and you just there's no way you're going to kill them with the gun you have, it's definitely comes in handy. So, and plus there's the splash damage, of course, which means you don't have to be as accurate, that you do more damage in the general area so that you can hit more than one at a time and all that. So that's good. Cool. Okay, well, yeah, that's definitely a tough part right there, and it's cool that once you get past it, you finally, they drop some jeeps off for you, and you don't have to keep walking.
Yeah.
That helps out a lot. Alright, so let's see, we got one from the Bounties, who says, "Hey guys, the Bounties is here again. First of all, you are getting two stages mixed up, because you don't kill the Scarab or anti-air gun in Savo Highway, you get them in the mission, the Storm." See, I actually got that mixed up, because it kind of all melds together. They don't, like, stop and load or anything, so...
Yeah, it's a pretty smooth transition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually went right, you know, into the other level as I went along, so... But that's the one right after it. And you're right. He says, "But for the Savo Highway mission, you can run this mission until you get to the gates with the shields, but you can shoot yourself through them. Break the shield down, then get back in the Warthog if you're quick enough." Yeah, that's true. They have those shield doors that, like, block those tunnels, and you can go on the other side and just melee the apparatus that holds out the shield door, and then that takes down the shield door, and of course jump back in the Jeep and keep on going. So for those of you that thought you could just like you just had to walk through and then just keep walking, I bet you're like, oh crap, I didn't know that.
That's a long hike.
Yeah, really. Let's see. For the part where the Phantom drops many brutes, which you just talked about, in the second little fort, there is a container with a lot of BR ammo and a sniper rifle next to it. Oh, that's cool. If you're doing it on Legendary, I suggest not getting the turret, because you will just get shot because you move too slow. You should get the flying brutes with the BR, then shoot the brutes still alive with the sniper rifle. The Chieftain has a fuel rod cannon, so you could you should hit him with everything you got while jumping side to side. Fortunately, he shoots pretty slow, and he doesn't lead his shots, so otherwise it would be bad news.
Yeah.
After that, you get a Warthog and run to two choppers, grab one, and run through the part with the Wraiths and choppers, and maybe even hijack a Wraith and take out the roadblocks, and then get an alien sniper at the roadblock and snipe the brutes. Let's do this one by one here. First of all, he's talking about the part where the road kind of takes a 90-degree turn to the left, and straight in front of you is a sheer cliff, and the road like breaks in half, and you end up going off the road, and then you're down in this valley where the supports for the road are, and that's right where these two choppers come around, and then there's choppers all over the place, and there's two wraiths, there's one above you, and there's one in the lower level. That part's a pretty tough part to get through, especially on the higher levels. And so he's talking about, let's see, what's his explanation on getting through here? He says, grab one of the choppers and then run through the part with the wraiths and choppers and maybe even hijack a wraith and take out the roadblocks. So he's saying, just like rush through it. I guess that makes sense because you can just like fly past all those guys as long as you don't get shot too much by the rest of the vehicles, right? I mean, have you guys tried that? Or I mean, I ended up just, I wasn't a Warthog and ended up just like getting to the top of that hill and trying to take out the wraith up there first, and then I had the high ground, and then I could hide behind some cover too with the hill, you know, being able to obstruct that.
Well, when I was playing campaign, I had the scoring on because I wanted the achievements, so I had to kill every single one of them, which was pretty annoying.
Oh man, that's tough when they're like flying around all over the place there because there's so many freaking choppers, and the wraiths, you know, of course, hitting you with that fire so you can't really stand still in an area where it's visible to the wraiths. Man, it makes it tough, dude.
Well, if you're playing co-op, you can have your teammate stay behind where it's safe, and every time you die, they just respawn, and you won't have to start the mission over.
Tricky. So is that what you ended up doing on that part, or?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Well, then you could just go in and take out as many as you can, die, and then come back and just jump in again.
I accidentally fell off the cliff.
Oh yeah.
While using the chopper.
Yeah, that part's pretty tough with that. You know, there's one thing, because right there is when once you get up onto that bridge again, and you're going along, there is a. I think that's the part. No, I'm getting it mixed up. Because there's a part, I think before that, where the bridge just plain has a gap in it. You're going along straight, and then there's a gap. And you can't jump across it because there's no like little ramp or anything. There's just like these two pieces of rebar that stick out on either side, so you have to get out and walk across it. I found out that you can actually drive across that if you're careful. You can either... What I did is I fell off towards the bottom, and then was able to drive the Jeep up the cliff, basically, and then hit it just right so that I jumped right back sideways onto the road. So that ended up being helpful for some firepower shortly after that against some brutes and stuff, so that's something good to know. But another thing is he was talking about right after that, where right after that part we were just talking about with the 90-degree turn and the road falls apart, and then once you finally get up back on the road, then they have a roadblock up ahead with some concrete barriers. And that's why they have some more brutes in there, but it's not too big of a deal because you have the Jeep, or some kind of vehicle that's powerful. But right past there, that's where it gets tough, because that's where the downed Pelican is. And that's where you get a whole bunch of brutes up in there, like where they have a whole bunch of cover all over the place, and they have the shade turret and everything, and they're taking you out from that. He's saying on that one, Let's see. Take it. He's saying to hijack a Wraith and take out those roadblocks between when you get back on the road, and then get the alien sniper at the roadblock and snipe the brutes so that you can, you know, obviously take them out in one shot and take them out early, and then get to that shade turret in the best way you think you should, and then go crazy on the chieftain. He said he'd like to give another shout out to the Podtacular Zoo and tell them to keep shimmy shimmying shizzles. Nice. Wow. First we got Zipzop and Zombie. What was it? Zipzop and Zippy News. Yeah. Dude, Jerry B went nuts on that last time, man. He read that tip. I thought he was going to, like, pop a blood vessel or something. But. Yeah, so that part's tough, though. I mean, how did you guys have trouble on that part where they, right after that, where they have the shade turret up there, there's the down pelican, and there's a whole bunch of brutes with a lot of cover?
Definitely.
Yeah, just a little bit, but I actually just went up the pelican and just threw a bunch of grenades and got a couple headshots on there and just left me alone with the chieftain.
That's cool. So you're always going for the high ground, right? So that you have better aim.
Yeah, I try to take out the shade turret first.
Yeah.
What were we saying, Dan?
I try to take out the shade turret first, and then focus on the chieftain. And all I have is defenseless brutes, easy pickings.
That's cool. Now, yep. Shade turrets you can get from a distance with your vehicle, right? I mean, because they shoot so slowly that you don't have to worry about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, dealing with you that much, but that would be a good one for either the Wraith or the what do you call it, the Chopper, because you can, I mean, Chopper, you can just missile them and stuff, and the Wraith, you can just arc it until you get it just right, and you don't have to worry about dodging back, so, but,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, he's got some good tips there. Who's on to the next one?
All right. Boobs88 says, Savoy Highway is one of my favorite maps. Mainly because there is a focus on vehicular combat, which I love. Sounds like big team bat for you, man. However, I could only think of one tip. At the part where you encounter a field of pipes just before the first raid, there are a few trip mines in a small building to the left. These can be used to take out the raids or possibly some choppers. It will be especially useful on harder difficulties. That's all I got. Keep on fragging frags with little trucks inside them.
Hmm.
You guys know what party's talking about?
The bunkers.
Ah.
And then the phantom dropping off all those brutes.
Yeah, the part we're talking about where you're trying to save the Marines and you're right before they give you the warthog again. Okay. So there's a bunch of trip mines over there? Oh, he's talking about the same thing the guy was talking about where there's BR ammo on the right. And then there's a sniper and everything. Okay, real close to there, one of those.
Actually, that's just up ahead, the trip mines. They're inside the bunkers.
Oh. Oh, okay, back, yeah. I'm getting it now. It's like turning audio into visual is a little tricky sometimes. But back in the bunkers where you're defending the Marines in that area and trying to keep them alive. Okay. Got it. All right, what's next here?
Shotgun Friendly says, hey, it's ever more reluctant Shotgun Friendly. I'm hoping you're spelling it right on the show notes. Alright.
Well, you spell it, so it should be right.
Yeah. Anyways, to the tips on Savo Highway, my tips runs from the very beginning of the level when you decide if you want to use the regular Warhogs or the troop war transports. If you are on heroic or lower, then you can use the troop warhogs for some fun and serious gunpowder. If you can get your Marines at the right angle, but on legendary, you must go with the regular warhog with the AA anti-air tank machine gun on the back. You may think, no way, I want to kick ass with Marines with well in legendary. You're down to 50% shields and basically any three blows from the boot shot and you're dead. Next tip is for achievement junkies. Yes, I listen to the podcast. It is It's on how to get we're in for some chop on of most of the annoying achievements in the game.
I think that's the one for the trip mine.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's it. Once you reach the first outpost where the brute choppers pop out and ram the warhog in front of you, get out of the warhog and go inside one of the bunkers. There you will find one of the two trip mines, I believe. Now to get the achievement, you must first damage a chopper to the point that it starts to smoke. Once at this point, drop your mine and lure your chopper over to the mine. Be careful. Once the chopper blows up, do not get splattered by the flying debris. Again, at this point in the legendary, you will be tempted to take the chopper, but trust me, don't use one. You'll get what?
He says, trust me, don't. Once you get the wraiths, you'll need your warthog turret.
Okay, thanks. And the chopper nail guns are no good against the wraith. Anyways, let's wrap this baby up. Shout outs to my mom, Abraham Lincoln, Muammar Gaddafi, and the head crab, aka leader of the ODST recon spam bot army. Keep on fragging monkeys who drive the truck that is always fragged, and to throw frags like the frag fest.
Shout out to Abraham Lincoln. I'd like to give a shout out to Tommy Jefferson.
Yep.
Right on. Who's Muammar Gaddafi? Should I know that?
I don't know.
Well, if anybody knows, send it in to podtacular@gmail.com. I gotta know now. I'm gonna have to look it up on Wikipedia or something. Okay, well, that was pretty cool. So he's talking about, you know, how to get the easy kill with the trip mine there, and that's definitely good to get that. To get that 10-point achievement, get further and further on the way to getting the samurai sword. He's talking about not using the choppers, though, against wraiths and things like that, and how their guns are pretty weak against them. What do you guys think about that? Do you think the guns are pretty weak on the choppers, or do you think they're still pretty useful because they're missiles?
I think he's forgetting about the missiles. Those are pretty good against vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their only guns, right, is the missiles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and a boost too, but
yeah.
But that's only for shorter vehicles.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Let's see. And he's talking about not using the troop transport warthogs when you have the choice, but using the ones with the turrets because they're more powerful against the enemies. What do you guys think about that? Is he right on that one?
Yeah, definitely.
Hmm. Mm.
Like you said, especially on legendary.
Does it depend on what weapons your guys have, or is it always to where the guy with the turret is more powerful?
Hmm. Want to take this one, Corona?
Well, you also have to. They spawn with BRs, and I believe they spawn with the shotgun at the beginning of the level. So,
hmm.
Yeah. Unless you get out and where you encounter the first tower, the Grevlith Tower with the sniper, Jekyll snipers, you could take those and give them to one of your teammates, Marines, I mean.
Yeah, that would help, definitely.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, that's cool. I guess they can do some damage with that, but maybe it's not as potentially powerful and devastating as the warthogs with turrets, right? Probably got
yeah.
that beat. Okay, well, that's some good stuff, definitely. Who's up next here?
I think that's you, Kuma.
Oh, okay. Right on. Well, on to Killazilla, who says, I have a tip and a glitch to talk about. My main tip for this level is get to the chopper. It's the best vehicle for this map.
We need JVB for this.
To the chopper.
Get to the chopper. It's the best vehicle for this map because it packs powerful ranged weapons and a devastating boost. Now, we just kind of debunked that a little bit, sort of, maybe. but we'll see. He says, when facing choppers, try to hit them from long range before they spot you. It gives you the element of surprise, and you'll usually take down at least one of them before they react. If they get close, boost past them and quickly spin around. If you do it right, the enemy will have their back to you and making for an easy kill on your part. When faced with wraiths, find a sweet spot. What I mean by that is there's a spot where the wraith cannot hit you, but you can hit them. An example is a long range or under a bridge. I found that wraiths will look right at you, but will not fire in certain places. Don't know why, but if you can find a spot like that, the wraith is a sitting duck. Now, onto a glitch here. There's a way to pilot an anti-air wraith. Normally the wraith explodes when both brutes are dead. However, there's a glitch to get inside. You'll need a BR for this first. Snipe out the turret brute. Then jump on top of the wraith and melee. Regular, not the boarding melee that will kill the brute. Melee the hatch until it opens, and the brute is visible. His helmet should be gone at this point. Now here's the tricky part. Crouch and find a spot where the press RB to board message no longer appears. Then, while holding RB on the spot, BR the pilot. If done correctly, you should enter the wraith right as he dies. This is my favorite vehicle in the game. It's so much fun. If you get one in the Scarab area, you will have a blast. That sounds awesome. Be warned, if you exit the wraith, it will explode. Keep on fragging the noobs that make up random keeping on messages. Dude, that's such a cool idea. They can get in the anti-air wraith and take it against the Scarab. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I've seen people do it, but I've always wondered how they're doing it.
So you can fire too, right? Just like a wraith?
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. So I guess you can just get right under him and just like fire straight up and just wail on him. That's pretty cool, man. So those things, do they have limited maneuverability on the where the firing mechanism goes? Or is it just like a fixed position? Do you know?
Well, I haven't tried it out, so.
Yeah,
I haven't tried it out either.
I get the feeling it's a fixed position that you have to just like maneuver the wraith around, but I guess we'll have to.
Yeah.
We'll have to try it out. You guys out there will definitely have to try it out. Well, cool. We'll definitely check that out, Killzilla. Who's up next here?
All right. Tapio says, "Hey, Podtacular, it's Tapio here," and then he plus his gamer tag. It's I Tapio II. And Tapio spelled T-A-P-I-O. If you put on the I would have been your daddy's skull, and you do splatter to enemies, you might hear your friendly marine shout, "Splatter spree, you son of a..."
Beep.
So basically he says, if you put on the I would have been your daddy's skull and splatter someone, then the friendly marine says something cool.
Right. Biscuit.
Also, when you get to the end of the bridge where the huge elite ship goes over you, stop at the part when you see the big building. Get on top of that building, you can climb the hill, and grab a sniper rifle. Now that you got sniper, you can easily take out the brutes with headshots. But be careful, because the brutes with jetpacks might fly at you and try to teach you a little lesson. After you have killed most of the brutes, wraith will come to the area. If you still got the sniper, snipe the brute who is on the wraith gunner seat, so your friend can destroy the wraith eater. Keep on fragging dinosaurs to say, "Wart, wart, wart, P.S. I don't hate elites. They just sound funny when they die."
We didn't think you hated elites just because you said dragon dinosaurs were warped. That's funny. Well, cool. So, like, that makes sense to kind of take a sniper perch up there and take those guys out from a distance, but I get to wondering, like, if he's going to run out of ammo. I mean, how many...
Yeah. Maybe he has, like, some kind of super headshot skill.
Yeah, that he can just headshot every single one or something.
Mods.
Hacker. Well, that's cool. Thanks, Tapio. Alright.
Alright. Speaking of dinosaurs, Jurassic DL3 says, "Hey, Protagular, Jurassic Park DL3 here. Here's a tip on how to handle the last area on the campaign level where the wraiths and choppers and ghosts are. the best thing to do is to take out the race and to use one of the one of them against them. Then use it to take out the brutes at the end of the level. There is no scarab in this level, just to remind you.
Yes.
Lastly, my 360 broke, and so I won't be able to keep on fragging Xbox 360s.
Aw.
Bummer.
Alright, so, I think he's talking about the hell with the two wraiths on separate points.
Yeah. Right.
Do you think that's a good idea to go snag one of the wraiths first and try to take out choppers that are flying around all over the place?
Well, there's got to be a lot of people shooting at you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you can make it all the way.
And they're a lot more
Maybe
maneuverable.
You're pretty lucky.
And they're shooting at you from different directions, and you don't have anything but the turret gun that arcs all over the place and it has a really long lag between it. So I don't know if that's feasible on the higher levels. I think you're going to get taken out before you can deal with those guys.
Or at least the gunner.
Yeah.
And then just board him.
I mean, maybe it's doable if you're in co-op and you have a gunner that can hop in the front and that can take like fire at him as they get closer with some faster shots that go straight. But having that big arcing tank turret shot is seems like they're easily going to get away from it unless you fire at them when they're close, you know.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to try that one out. Okay, on to Halo Freak Bunny, who says, "Hey guys, Halo Freak Bunny, head of the Podtacular Zoo, giving you a tip for Savo Highway this week. Basically, it's a very vehicle-based level, so it's important to either be in a vehicle or have a heavy weapon with you at all times. The beginning should be fairly straightforward, so I won't mention anything other than the fact that you should make it to a point to grab a fuel rod cannon from a dead brute at the part where you help the Marines defend that weird blown-up structure." And that's what we're talking about with the bunkers up there. Boarding the Wraith is also helpful. The part after that, where you're in the valley with several Wraiths and an enormous number of choppers, can be quite difficult on Heroic or Legendary. And that's what we were just talking about, where Jurassic DL3 was saying. Let's see here. The best strategy is to steal a chopper and take out the enemy choppers while they are preoccupied with your totally doomed Marine friends. Once their numbers have been significantly reduced, focus on the turrets so they won't give you trouble while you're focusing on the race. Once the turrets are gone, there is the hard part to deal with. If you still have your fuel rod cannon, you can choose to simply blow up the race from a safe distance. However, it's much easier to take out the roadblocks in the next section if you commandeer one of the tanks. So I recommend playing this level on co-op. That way, you have your friends to distract a wraith while you board it. Then, with you bombing and your friends spamming away with a plasma turret, the roadblocks are simply no challenge. Good luck, all, and keep fragging purple-bellied yowler squirrels and then spit-roasting them and consuming them with some tasty homicide sauce. Oh, man. Purple-bellied squirrels. Wow, how did we end up with that one? That's pretty crazy.
Sounds yummy.
Yummy purple bellies. Yeah, I'm vegetarian, so I'll have to have a tofu
vegetarian
squirrel. Yeah. One made out of soybean curd. Yum. But, no, that's good. See, that, I think that makes a lot more sense of what he's saying about the choppers, like snag a chopper and then go take out the other choppers first. It's like, you know, just like flying in there and snagging a wraith and then trying to take out like a whole crap load of choppers all around you, it doesn't seem like that's going to work. But definitely like taking them out one by one and trying to lure them into your area so you have smaller numbers to deal with and stuff like that, that seems like a lot more conservative and likely to live idea.
Yeah, I sometimes destroy the choppers first, so in case I want to, you know, board one of the race, I don't have another chopper coming from behind splattering me.
Yeah. Yeah, really, that kind of sucks when that happens. But, yeah, those choppers are really really aggressive in trying to splatter, definitely.
Yeah.
So, but it does make sense what he's talking about grabbing the wraith and taking it up the hill and taking it into that whole roadblock area. and then dealing with those guys, because man, that could really come in handy in that area. Otherwise, you're using a lot of ammo and making it really difficult because those guys are really well entrenched in there. So, you know, I found you can actually go right around that roadblock, but that ends up being a problem because you go around it and then you're sandwiched between two sets of brutes. And you're trying to take out the guys in front of you, and the guys behind you are running up on you, and you're like, "Oh crap, what am I gonna do?" So, definitely makes sense
Might
to
also be.
just get the Wraith. All right, well, who's next?
I noob says, "Hello, Fumo Jive, Aerostrike, and Sergeant Corona. I noob here to give out some secrets and tips on Temple Highway. I'm not really active on the forum. What is wrong with you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we don't want you.
Next.
Get out.
Forgive you this time. Next time it's off with your head, man. So.
Right, but if you ever go to the IRC, you should know me. Anyways, onto the tips. Since Savoy Highway is mostly vehicles, I suggest you grab every fuel rod, cannon, or bridge shot that drops and give it to the Marines. A transport hog, 10,000 steel rod wielding Marines can really make a dent in any rank. All right, that's what he's saying here.
That's
After the
cool.
cruiser flies overhead on the bridge, make sure you get the Warthog or any other vehicle you are driving over the gap. They really help out with the garage. Just make sure you take out the captains or they'll take your ride to the chop shop before you even see the glowing green rocket of death. Okay. This
Nice.
is a great level to get the We're In for Some Chop achievement. Just weaken a chopper and throw down a trip mine. The level is littered with them. If you are having trouble with a sniper, grab a bat rifle, sniper, or carbine and use the Warthog as a shield. My last bit of advice is to stay away from your drones when you are in a vehicle. Sit far away from them and let your Marines take them out with the turret while you use a bat rifle on them. Shout out to everyone who was a regular on the IRC and Rec East with 200 pages.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a, what is that, 200 pages on the Rec East forum thread? Is that right?
Yeah.
Dang. Wow. So, okay, well, that's cool. But, dude, he has a whole bunch of kind of scattershot of a bunch of different tips here that are all really good. Let's break this down a little bit. He was talking about grabbing every fuel rod cannon and brute shot and then giving that to the guys in the back of your Jeep. Now, I can see that being more powerful than a Warthog with a turret on it because you have a lot of explosive shots going all over the place. So.
Especially since Marines don't run out of ammo. The weapons they're holding are infinite.
Now, would it be a good idea to just like use all but one bullet and then give it to a Marine?
Yeah, definitely.
That seems like that would be pretty cool to do. But I can see how, you know, definitely in addition to, you know, just the fuel rods that the brute shots too. But so he's talking about the part where you get a Warthog and drive it over the gap. And I think that's what I was talking about, where you have the two pieces of rebar sticking out on both sides, and normally you have to walk over it. But you know, there's a few creative ways that you can get over that part. I think that's what he's saying, is make sure you get a vehicle across there, so that you can use it to take out the guys in the garage right after that. And yeah, it does totally come in handy on that part because obviously it saves you a lot of time. It saves you a lot of dodging back and forth. It makes you a lot more likely to survive, of course, and saves you tons of ammo and lets you get all the cool, save all the cool weapons for later on. Yeah, so then he's talking about the chop achievement, of course, which you already mentioned. And that was really cool though, what he's talking about, where using the Warthog for cover, like when you're in a tough spot and you're getting wailed on from one direction, definitely hopping out and just staying behind the Warthog and using that for cover, because they won't, if they're far enough away and they're sniping you or something like that, then they won't necessarily throw grenades or anything to try to take you out. So you can use that area to just like you know, pick them off from a distance, little by little, and yeah, it'll work out. So yeah.
Yep.
Well, anything else you guys want to say about Savo Highway that you know, you found tricky, or you got any, you know, more advice for people listening and stuff?
There's a skull on this level. right, like Anoop said, where the cruiser flies overhead on the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
There's a pipe to your left, and you have to jump on top of the pipes, and then you have to jump over this fence. And then if you look down, there's this little ledge that goes down, and you jump down. Don't press A because you'll die. I've done this many times. So just jump down, and then to your left, there's this little rock formation, and there's a skull. I'm not sure which one it is, but there it is.
That's cool. I got to check that out, man. Definitely going to be keeping my eyes open next time that big Covenant ship flies overhead.
Is there a terminal on this map?
No. No terminals on this one. I think all the terminals begin from the Ark.
Yeah, that's where all the Covenant structures are anyway. There's not really... These are all human structures. I thought I heard something that sounded like a terminal when I was... going through it last night. It must have been just late at night, because I turned back and there's nothing there. I'm like, I'm hearing things, what the heck? But yeah, you know, another thing I wanted to mention on this one, on this level, is that there's this part, like, towards the beginning when you first get out into the open, and you hang a right and you fly over this canyon, and then you hang another right, and then there's this big roadblock where they've basically set up a wall across the canyon, and they have these turrets on lifts. They have some grunts manning turrets and things like that. They have, you know, all kinds of different things. They have stacks of brutes over here. They have lifts with snipers on top of them. They have turrets. They have vehicles. They have all kinds of stuff attacking you, and you're kind of between a rock and a hard place there, where you're stuck between this canyon on one side and then the wall on the other side. So you got to plow past them. So on that one, I mean, that's just one of those take your time kind of things. You kind of like when the guy was suggesting earlier, where you take out one chopper and you use that chopper to go and like pick them off one by one until you can take the hard guy without having a bunch of choppers swarming you all the time. I think it's the same kind of strategy for this part too, is dealing with those guys in small groups as much as possible, and trying to keep the distant fire off of you. But definitely using the weapons and the Marines with their unlimited ammo and the heavy stuff to your advantage, and the grenades, of course. So I don't know. I kind of got stuck a little bit at that part because it's just the sheer number of guys flying around at you. But fortunately, they're pretty spread out. So I think that's the only thing that's a saving grace on that part that lets you get past it. But I did find also that you can drive the Jeep right up the side on the left side of that wall, and you can just go right over it. If you can keep the fire away from you enough. So if you can take out enough guys, then you can just go right past that part. But anyway, my tips from a guy who plays on easy, apparently. At least one time, I'll get you, sarcastic gamer.
Raid. Really. Yeah, those IRC members will get what I'm saying. If you there's this shield wall, people have been talking about this on here, and if you hijack one of the choppers, and right as you get off and destroy the shield door, the drones will come at you, right? And so you could just get on and just shoot them with the chopper. It saves you a lot of ammo and time. So,
Nice. And then you got the whole front of the chopper guarding you, right?
Yeah. So as long as you don't stop, because those drones will try to grab you and take you off the chopper, so...
Oh, wow, okay. Well, that's cool. That's
don't forget, you can destroy those shield doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of people don't know that, and they just walk for a while.
That would suck. Trying to hitch a ride. Excuse me, Covenant. You going my way, man? Yeah, but that makes sense, definitely, to take out those bugs. You know, it's funny. On easy, it wasn't very difficult to take out the bugs. I wonder why.
So So is it like one shot or what?
Dude, I just flew right past him. I just totally ignored him. But yeah, it was kind of like they were just like little flies or something just cruising around.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Only
yeah.
Pros do it on easy.
I guess. Yeah, but yeah, I can see, you know, especially if you're trying to score big and you're trying to take out all the guys you possibly can and stuff, then I can see where that can come in real handy. And that's one of the achievements you got to get right is a high score. What is it? 150,000?
15,000.
Ah, well, I was only off by one decimal. That's cool though. Yeah, well, might be a good level to achieve it on. Never know.
Yeah.
All right, well, wrapping things up, send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Be sure to check out podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's a lot of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
Yeah, and thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, and the GCN Video Game Show.
That's right. Until all next time.
Podcast.
Until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
And this is Aerostrike.
And I'm Sergeant Corona.
Keep on fragging trucks. And guys, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it.
I got to give a shout out to Tahiri. I got a shout out to the RC and Ricky, of course, my clan. And I got a shout out to my two Podtacular teams, one for Xbox Live Addicts and Gaming for Others.
Nice.
Shout out to my fellow strikes and everyone at the forum. Great community.
Sweet.
Better than MySpace.
I hope so, man. MySpace sucks ours. Right on. We'll keep on fragging purple-bellied tofu squirrels.
Keep on fragging Sergeant Corona's fan.
Aww. Yeah, I'll make sure to do that.
Gamercast.